ABC Radio Australia.
It was a young life cut tragically short. 18-year-old Tongan athlete Jackson James Rice, or JJ, passed away over the weekend following a diving accident in Ha'apai. Born in the United States to British parents, JJ grew up in Tonga, where he made a name for himself in the sport of kite foiling. He had dreams of representing Tonga at the Olympics and told this show only last year he couldn't see himself representing any other nation. Having missed out on Paris qualification last month, Secretary General of the Tonga Sports Association and National Olympic Committee, Netina Latuvea, told Whenau Whanua he was already looking ahead to the 2028 Olympics at the time of his passing.
We are deeply saddened and really quite shocked, very shocked with JJ's passing. I learned of it on a Sunday night. And I was alerted by some colleagues, and of course, you know, I wanted to check if it was real, and because I couldn't imagine it so young and so full of life, so vibrant, and such an amazing young man that had come, you know, a long way to try and represent Tonga at the, you know, the top sporting platform in the world, and came Monday morning, suddenly hit me that it's real, that he had passed on. And our thoughts are with his parents, Darren and Nina Rice. They're in Ha'apai in Wharealoa, and I just can't imagine what the parents and JJ's sisters are going through, and our thoughts and our prayers from the National Olympic Committee of Tonga and sporting community in Tonga. We have all touched by JJ's son passing. And yeah, he had only come back to Tonga just over a month ago from the World Championships in France, and I actually met with his parents over 2 weeks ago, and there was so much to life with JJ and his dream of representing Tonga at the Olympics. And his dream was, you know, to go forth to the LA 2028 Games. Now we just pray that those close to him, maybe his sisters, can live and fulfill his dream of representing the country in the Olympics.
Could you describe the kind of person he was?
I met JJ last year. He was on his way out to a competition in Europe last year, and he came by my office to meet me. And we had a chat, and he seemed very mature for an 18-year-old. And I knew right away that he would go a long way because of, you know, just talking to him, his dedication to his sport, his love for his sport and for Tonga. He grew up here, so he is Tongan, and he had gone to many competitions representing the country, and I knew he'd go a long way in finding and achieving his dream of representing Tonga. But you know, that all has come to a sad situation where we are right now.
Is it true that he had qualified for the Olympics?
No, he did not make it to Paris 2024. His last opportunity to try for a spot in kite foil was in during the World Championships from the 11th to the 19th of May this year. He didn't make it, but I have seen some reporting that he actually made it, but I'm confirming that he did not. And he was looking into LA 2028, and also I met with his parents a couple weeks ago, and they were fully supporting JJ and their plans to support Tonga sailing, you know, and getting the youth of Tonga to try kite foil and all the other discipline of sailing. And, you know, it was so bright for him. But to answer the question, he did not qualify to go to Paris 2024. But there was definitely the dream was for LA.
Did the spot begin with him in terms of Tonga's representation in that spot?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. JJ was the only kite foil surfer. It's never been represented before, and JJ was the first athlete to try out this spot.
With the Olympic preparations, has anyone qualified yet?
We have not had qualified athletes, but we applied for universality places in a number of sports. We will have Tonga be represented in athletics and swimming by two athletes, a girl and a boy, and boxing. And we are also awaiting confirmation on universality place for taekwondo and weightlifting. So hopefully we will know and confirm the team by the end of next week.
And that was Secretary General of the Tonga Sports Association and National Olympic Committee, Netina La Tuvea, speaking to Whinau Whonoa. We just want to send our condolences to the family of JJ. Rest in love.